So we are, we're trying to really go through the different stages of Avodas HaKarbanos. We spoke last week a little bit as a broader sort of introduction about the mitzvah of Avodas HaKarbanos, the mitzvah to bring a karban, the mitzvah for the Kohanim, potentially to do the Avodah. But now we're sort of beginning a little bit, and we're going to begin talking tonight about what is lichora one of the first steps along the way in the process, and that is being makdish the karban. That when I have an animal and suddenly I have the opportunity right now, so I'm able to sanctify that animal to make it kadosh, to make it hektish. There are a variety of nafkaminas that emerge the second I make that animal hektish. Most importantly, we spoke in Kayetzman last year, Mishnah Me'ilah and Dav Zayin has a Me'ilah, but at least with some karbanos like Kachay Kachim, the second that you're makdish the animal, if a person derives benefit from it, they violate the Isser D'Oraisa of Me'ilah. With other karbanos, the machlokas, Isser D'Oraisa, Isser D'Rabanan, probably Isser D'Oraisa, Rav Chaim thought at least, but there are certain nafkamina, certain dinim that kick in once an animal has kedusha. Many of us may know a Mishnah in Maseches Megillah on Daf Ches. These are all points of introduction, just some basic dinim, basic info to begin. That many of us may know the Sugya Megillah in the first parak there on Daf Ches, that when it comes to committing yourself to bring a karban, so there are different kinds of ways of doing so, what's called a neder as opposed to a nidava, depending on how I say it. Neder is if I say hare alai ola. Neder is that I say I'm going to bring an ola. On the davas, I say, not talking about me, a chiev, on me and the gavra, but if I say hare zo ola, that's what's called a nedava. Either one seems to work along the way of that process of designating or being mechayev yourself to bring a karban, or potentially designating an animal as having a degree of kedusha. We also know the background a little bit, that some karbanos you bring, you're chayev to bring. If a person, as an example, violates an avera b'shogeg, that had they done b'mezid, they'd be chayev kares. So that person is chayev to bring a karban chatas. The Gemara tells us in Mishnah in Chulin on Daf Mem Aleph that a chatas you only bring if you're chayev to. You can't voluntarily offer it. But a karban ola, sometimes bring a karban ola, b'nedava, a mincha, you bring a mincha, a flower offering, no animal, b'nedava. But all of those, it's the background, but eventually you come around and you are makdish, you sanctify the karban. You sanctify the karban. The word hektish is an interesting word, what exactly we mean when we say we're makdish something. Tosfos in Kiddushin on Beis and Beis, somewhat famously, speaking about the fact that the Gemara says that when you're makadish, a woman, we're learning Ksubis here, she's asur la akuli alma hektish. So Tosfos says the definition in a certain sense of hektish is lihios li, mikudeshes, miuchedes, mizumenes, that is designated for a particular purpose. When a person's mouth is a karban, that karban is designated for a particular kind of purpose. So we're speaking tonight about the idea of being machdish a karban. When you're machdish a karban, again, once the animal has kedusha, there are certain nafkaminas, there's an iser deriving benefit from it already before you've done any avoda to it. Once it has kedusha, that when you're machdish a karban, that means it's designated for shamayim, has a particular kind of purpose, and therefore has nafkaminas that emerge as a result as well. And also, that there's a difference between neder and nedava, but the lines that you use sometimes can matter. The primary discussion I want to speak about tonight is how exactly you are makdish a karban. How are you makdish a karban? And here we have different impressions from different Mari Chazal. We're going to frame the issue by going through two or three primary sources. Then we're going to speak about a couple of Mahalchim and Rishonim for how exactly they relate to it. The primary question is as follows. What does it take to be machdish a karban? The Gemara in Shvuas on Daf Chavav Amid Beis, a very, very famous Gemara, tells us that there are some areas in Halacha we know where hirhur, we're thinking about something is not sufficient, and you require bitoy fasayim. You have to actually verbalize it. You have to actually verbalize. There are other areas of Halacha where maybe hirhur, thinking about something, would suffice. So is in the third paragraph of Brachos, hirhur could dibor dummy or not. Different questions of status of hirhur in general. The Gemara in Shvuas on Chavav Mebei says that typically, for most areas of Halacha, you require actually bitoy fasayim. You have to verbalize something for dinim that require, we require real formal amira. The Gemara says that there are two areas of Torah where just having machshava suffices. Just thinking about it suffices. What are those two areas? One of those is hekdesh kachim. That kachim does not require you to verbalize. Just machshava is good enough. The other is truma. That truma also is chal b'machshava. About 6 years ago, I think we spoke about truma on this lot. That truma also is chal b'machshava. Rashi and Thomas argue what truma is referring to. Is truma referring to like separating truma from produce, like trumas and maizros? Or what Rashi writes there in Shavuos, is truma referring to truma like Parsha's truma, the Melechas HaMishkan? And maybe both truma and kachim refer to some sort of kachim. Be that as it may, the Gemara seems pretty clear in Shavuos, on Chavav Mebeis, that the way you could be machshir something is just b'machshava. Just by thinking about it, that would be all that you have to do. There's no need for anything more than machshava. However, there are a couple Ma'amari Chazal which imply that having machshava would not suffice, and rather a person may require amira, that in deciding that you're going to sanctify a karban, you have to actually verbalize it. That is a Mishnah in Kiddushin on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us a klal, amiraso ligavoha, kimisiraso lehedyo. What does that phrase mean? Typically, if you want to try to transfer ownership of an item that's not holy, you have to do a maisa kinyan. I have to do a kinyan hadba, mashicha, mesira, whatever it is. You have to do an act of a kinyan to transfer property. The Gemara says to make something belong to hekdesh, all you have to do is amiraso ligavoa kimisiraso lehedyo. Says the Gemara there in Kiddush, that's an example, if I just say, Harezo Ola, it now is Kachim, and it now belongs to the Mikdash. Along with the Mikdash. Wonder some of the Rishonim, so which is it? If I want to be Machdish a Karban, is it enough for me just to have a Machshava? I just think about how I want to do it. Or rather, do I have to actually verbalize, Harezo Ola, this animal is now Mukdash l'shamayim. Which one is it? Do I have to verbalize it or not? There is a Gemara in the Darim on Daf Zayim. We're not going to speak about it because it's just too much background. I think would be required for now. But the Gemara in the Darim on Daf Zayim also implies that you may have to verbalize something for hektish. You may have to verbalize something for hektish. So which is it? Verbalize or just chal b'machshava? What do I have to do? So we're going to see two main mahalchim in Rishonim. And then we'll see two additional sort of Torahs in Achronim that I think are both a little bit intriguing. In general, many of us can sort of intuit this, but when we have the stira between Gemara, there's a couple ways that we're going to go. One mahalach is to take the sugya in Meseches Kiddushin, like the sugya in Meseches Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos is pretty clear. The Gemara in Shavuos says, Machshava is all that you need to do. But don't we say, Amiraso Ligavoa? Kimisi Russell the head, yo. Don't we say you actually have to verbalize it when you're machdish it? So says the Mordechai in Kiddushin, says the Primigadim in the Psicha Koleles, says the Primigadim, Amira Lav Dafka, Hu Hadin, Machshava, or Hearer. And when the Gemara says Amirasa Ligavoa, doesn't mean you have to actually say it. There's no need to say it at all. Really, all you need is hear her. All you need is to have some sort of a machshava. They explain a little bit more about why it may say amira there, not for now at all. But one mahalach is that all you require is machshava. That is the simple pshat of Rashi in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Rashi in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says there that kachim is b'machshava. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Gomar belibo lomar shor zo ola hare hu ola. If I have intent that this animal is an ola, it is an ola, even though you said absolutely nothing. Therefore, there are many Rishonim that suggest there's no need to say anything at all. If you have machshava that this animal is holy, it suddenly becomes holy. There are, however, other Rishonim that disagree. The Meiri in Chagiga and Daf Yud, maintains the following. Both Gemaras are right. There is a din of hektish is chal b'machshava. There's another din of amira. I have to speak. Because there are two different components, two things that we are talking about. Says the Meiri, if I just have a machshava, I am chayev to fulfill that machshava. So if I say this animal is an ola, I am chayev to bring that animal as an ola. Achiyev of havaas hakarba. Achiyev to bring it. But says the Meiri, if you want the animal to actually have kedusha, that requires amira. You want the animal to have kedusha, then you have to say amiraso. That's what gives it real kedusha. That is the Meiri. Many achronim point out the Avdei Nezer in the tshuva, the Chaim Ozer and Achiezer. They quote the name of the Rugachover also, that may be Shitas HaRambam also. Why would that be Shitas HaRambam? Because look at how the Rambam quotes the halacha, the Gemara in Shavuos, that if I do it b'machshava, that's good. What does the Rambam say? We are in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos. I find it. Shoot, what a failure. Can't find it. The Rambam in Maisa Karbanos is... One second. Look at that. Oh, amazing. The Rambam in Maisa Karbanos, Perek Yedal Halachic Beis, says the Rambam as follows. B'nidarim v'nidavos ain't sarach lahotzi b'sfas of klum. You don't have to say anything. Ella imgamar belibo v'lo hotzi b'sfas of klum chayev. You're chayev even by saying nothing. Ketzad. Gamar belibo shezo ola osa yavi ola. Hareza chayev lahavi. You're chayev to bring it. The Rambam does not say that it's actually hektish. The Rambam says if you have in mind, you're chayev to bring it. So we have as a major machlokes harishonim, how am I makdish a karban? I'm makdish simple pesukim Rashi in the Mordechai, the pre-Megadim, just machshava alone. It's an ola, amira, ladafka, hear her alone is all you need. The machshava is good enough. However, the Meiri and likely the Rambam hold that if I have that machshava, that can be mechayiv me to bring the animal as a karban. But I have to verbalize it to infuse kedusha into that actual animal. I have to verbalize it to bring kedusha into the animal. I'm going to make a quick ha'ara right now in parentheses. If you get me great, if not, it's really all good. I think a raya on the Rambam is the following. Perek Yudbeis and Maisa Karbanos is all about how you're machshavah a karban. The Rambam only mentions the idea of machshava. He tucks it away in Perek Yudbeis halacha gimel. It's 13 halachas in the middle of the halacha. If really machshava is all you really need to fully be machshavah it, he should have quoted that in the beginning of the parak, when he speaks about how you're machshavah shakarba. Instead, he speaks about the lashon, the amira that you use. The fact that he tucks it away as a derech agav also gives at least the impression it's more of not the way you're really classically machdish it, it's more of a way of obligating you to be able to be chayav in it. And the Rambam's pretty clear, again, that doesn't really have any real kedusha, but that is that. Akan, machoksim rishonim, some take the Gemara in Maseches Shavuos b'Tor Kedushin, and some split them. One's a chiyuv lahavi, one is a kedusha of the animal itself. There are two achronim that have suggestions that really split things a little bit. We pointed out that we're trying to sort of say these shiurim over in a way which isn't just relevant for the topic itself, but hopefully on some level it can introduce certain key ideas or yesodos that may emerge in the world of kachim, more generally. So the third mahalach is really a deepening of Rashi. One second. Says Rav Yerucham Fischer Perlow. So many of us may know that Rav Yerucham Fischer Perlow wrote a commentary on Psadi Gaon Sefer HaMitzvot. Psadi Gaon wrote a Sefer HaMitzvot that was very, very quick. It was a Sefer HaMitzvot, it was a very brief Sefer HaMitzvot, and he doesn't really elaborate as much there. Yerucham Fischer Perlow wrote a very extensive commentary on Psadi Gaon Sefer HaMitzvot. In there, he often speaks about lots of other Rishonim, and what they hold. He points to the following. There seem to be stiras in Rashi as to whether Rashi requires Amira or whether Machshava is good enough. We pointed out that the simple pshat of Rashi in Shavuos, but certainly Rashi in Kiddushin, is that all you require is Machshava. But points out, for your professor Perlow, that if I look in Rashi ala Torah in Parshas Emor, and Rashi ala Torah in Parshas Bichu Kosai, in the context of the sugya of Erchin. There, Rashi says you have to explicitly verbalize when you want to be machdish something. When you want to be machdish something. It seems like there's a stira between the simple pshat of Rashi and Kiddushin and what Rashi writes in his Perish al HaTorah. Parentheses, that may not bother you at all if you maintain that Rashi in his commentary al HaTorah often writes things in a way which is not necessarily what we assume to be true. Halacha lemaisa, that we spoke about, I think, even fairly recently. But that's what you have in Rashi. What exactly is the difference? So here's the following suggestion. Says Rabbi Yochanan Perlau, maybe Rashi holds that sometimes machshava is all you need, and sometimes you have to actually verbalize it. Sometimes machshava is all you need, and sometimes you have to actually verbalize it. What is the difference? So he says as follows. Says Rabbi Yochanan Perlau like this. Ukanira svirale. The cave and the gabi nidava who dechsev ain lanu elav v'nidava v'lo v'nidrei hektish. There is a difference between neder and nidava. That's the Mishnah Megillah we spoke about. Neder hare alai, nidava hare zu. There are different lashonos that I use. Says Ruchas of Perlau, what is the actual mucker that machshava alone is good enough? A pasuk of called nidiv libo, a case of nidava, suggests. Rabbi Yerucham versus Perlau, maybe that's the difference. Rabbi Yerucham, official Perlau. That the difference is as follows. When it comes to Nidava, if I'm stam voluntarily, I'm bringing a carbon like that. So if I'm saying that requires just machshava, that's good enough. That's a gezeirus hakasef. But maybe if it's more of a nether, that requires an actual verbal amira. Maybe that would require an actual verbal amira. So suggests. He himself is not sure that can really be a real suggestion. He's not sure that works with all of the Rashis, but at least it's one direction to think about. Rav Chaim, Rav Salvechik, quoted from Rav Chaim that maybe there's another deepening. It's not first mahalach, all machshava. Second mahalach, machshava creates a chiyav. Dibor creates a kedusha. Third mahalach, nidavas are good with machshava. That's if I say, if I say about this part, then machshava is good enough. Neder, if I say haray alai, so that would be. If I say it's on me, then I would require a real dibor. But maybe there's another distinction. And let's be matim in the following way. There are the simple pshat. You will forgive me for not quoting the Rashbam and Baba Basra and Daf Ayin Tesh. But the simple pshat is that there are two kinds of hektish. One kind of hektish. It was called kachik chaos. The other kind of hektish is what's called bedek habayis. What is the difference between kachik mizbeach? That's like the karbanos. The karbanos that I offer are kachik mizbeach. What's bedek habayis? Anything else which I donate towards the Beis HaMikdash for upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash and to have money to be able to function, items that aren't karbanos, that's all called bedek habayis. Because some forms of hektish I offer as karbanos, but some hektish is things that I give to the Beis HaMikdash because they have a budget. They got to afford things. It costs money to run a Beis HaMikdash. So bedek habayis, I machdish certain things to the Beis HaMikdash. That's that. This din of hektish, chal b'machshava, does that apply to all forms of hektish, both kachim mizbeach and bedek habayis, or does it only refer to one of them? Only refer to one of them. And if there is a distinction, why would that be? So if you look at the Ritva in Shavuos, the Ritva in Shavuos writes, and that's Chafav there, it applies to both. The Gemara says, Kachim is Chal b'machshava. Doesn't matter if I'm giving Kachim by way of Amira, if I'm giving Kachim by way of, Bedek HaBayis or Kachim is Beach, Machshava is all that you actually need. Some point out that Rashi Lechora agrees with that. Why does Rashi agree with that? Remember, Rashi, interestingly enough, interpreted kachim as karbanos, and truma, the other case where machshava works, as v'yikoli truma, giving stuff to the Beis HaMikdash. Salvechik pointed out, l'chora Rashi holds that both it works for bedek habayis and for kachim esbeach. Kachim refers to karbanos. Truma refers to things that you would donate to the Beis HaMikdash, by Yikuli Truma, things you give, Bedek HaBayis. parentheses, if we had more time, we would wonder why Rashi and the Ritva both agree that it works for Kachi Mizbeach and Bedek Habayis. The only difference is on a limud level. The Ritva thinks Truma refers to what we call Truma. Kachim refers to both Bedek Habayis and Kachi Mizbeach. Rashi thinks you require two different Mekoros, one for Truma, one for Kachim. That's really important, but really not so much for now. But that's a discussion there. However, Reb Chaim pointed out that if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, that hechtish is kal b'machshava, all I have to do is think about it. The Rambam only quotes it in the context of kachay mizbeach. He only quotes it in the context of karbanos. If I have a karban, then it kicks in. The Rambam never tells us about bedek habayis that it's enough just to do with machshava. He never tells us it's enough to do with machshava. He always, bedek habayis, it sounds like I actually have to verbalize it. Always to verbalize it. The Rambam's mechalik, unlike Rashi and the Ritva. If you would ask me, I would have said, Rashi and the Ritva make a lot of sense. Mara says kachim. Lechora, all kachim is similar. All kachim is similar. Because all kachim is similar, if machshava works for one, to sanctify an item, all needs machshava. It's work for everywhere. Why is there any distinction there whatsoever? So Rav Soloveitchik had the following suggestion. There is a very famous comment of Reb Chaim. It's a very famous Reb Chaim. It's in like 300 places in different Brisker Svarim. Reb Chaim and Rambam, it's in Brisker Rav. This is a very, very famous basic Ha'ara. That Reb Chaim maintained that Karbanos and Bedek Habayis are fundamentally different. When I take something and I'm machdish at the base on Mikdash, if I'm machdish an animal as a Karban, that's very different than if I machdish an item to the base on Mikdash as Bedek Habayis. What is that difference? What is that difference? The following. Says Reb Chaim, when you're machdish Bedek Habayis, what happens are two things. The item now has become holy. It also has transferred ownership. It now belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. If I give $500 to the Beis HaMikdash, the item is now kadosh, belongs to Hekdash. It also now belongs, it's transferred ownership. Bedek HaBayis is a transfer of ownership. It says, Rechayim, but Kachay Mizbeach Karbanos, it is true that they become kadosh. However, it actually still belongs to me. It's still my carbon chatas. I need it to count for me. It's still my chatas. The ownership still on some level reverts back to me. The ownership on some level, the way we're saying it here, the primes you sowed, Bedek HaBayis is called a hakna lehektish, the nigger, the kajin is beach, jachal bahem din hegis bechefta, beli hakna is ba'alim lehektish. It still belongs to me, but it becomes kadosh. Says of salvation the following idea. Because maybe that's Sean Reb Chaim. You have a good question. Just in a second. It's a good question. Says Reb Chaim as follows. Maybe that's Pshat. Hektish is Chal B'Machshava. When it comes to Kachay Mizbeach, when it comes to taking an item and making it Kadosh, so then Machshava alone is all that you really need. That's enough to make an item kadosh. That's the source, kol nedif lev, it can become kadosh. But once you actually want the item to transfer property, once you want the item to transfer ownership, that's going to require amira. That's the mishnah of amirasa ligaboa, kemisi rasa lehedi. That's when it actually fully transfers. In that way, one way of saying it, do I require machshava, Or more of an amira, it depends, not for sure really machshava, and not a difference between the of lahavi versus kedusha, but rather maybe it depends on the kind of hektish that you're really talking about. If I'm talking about a real karban, then it's enough to have it be machshava. If you're talking about bedek habayis, I want to transfer, not just to give it kedusha, but to transfer it, that's going to require a real hakna. That's going to require a real amira to transfer ownership. Very, very quickly, this word in Rambam does not fit with the Rishon Mr. Perlau, sorry, with the Achiezer and Abed Nedar word in Rambam. Because for them, even when I say by kachim, hava machshava, that's only enough to create a chiyuv lahavi. It doesn't create kedusha nechefta. The way the Rav said it out is that the Rambam agrees that it does create kedusha nechefta. You got that great. If not, it is mamish, all good. Let's chazer what we saw, and then we'll just add maybe one quick thought, because I don't know if I'll kind of speak about it. We don't have time in these shiurim. I'm chai, I want to bring a carbon. Either I'm chai to bring a carbon, or I want to bring a carbon. How do I sanctify that item? The Gemara, on the one hand, in Shavuah sounds like the machshava is all I need. The Mishnah Kiddushin sounds like I actually have to verbalize something. So which really is it? Rashi and Kiddushin, the Mordechai, the Prima Gadim, machshava is all that you need. Machshava is all that you need. Amira really loved Afka. According to many Achronim in the Rambam, the Pshat is, Amira is what you need to really make it Kadosh, but machshava is enough to create a Chdiya for you to be able to bring it. Rabbi Yochanan Mr. Perlach thought maybe for Rashi, Neder and Nedava are different, the two ways that you can sort of get it. I want to make it on me. So that maybe requires more of an Amira. I want to make it on the animal, Harezo, then a Machshava suffices. Maybe that's on Rashi, but sometimes Rashi sounds like it's Amira. Sometimes like it's Machshava, although he rejects that. And the last idea, that the way that Salvatic is with Salvatic, with Rukhayim, learn the Rambam, maybe depends on what kind of Kachim I'm talking about. You want to sanctify a carbon? So you want to sanctify a carbon, that requires just machshava. However, for bedek habayis, maybe that requires more of an amira. I'll share with you one quick marmakom. We're not going to have time. If we were doing this year for like a couple of years, we would speak next week about Amir Rasul Gavoa, Rasul Hedio, and why Amir would work, but we're not. So I'll just share with you one of my favorite marmakomos. That I think it's a beautiful idea in the world of machshava, though it's a halachic marmakom. But it's no time to develop the idea at all, but we'll just say it very, very briefly. It's interesting. No matter what you hold about machshava or amira, it is different as mitzvah from regular kinyanim. Regular kinyanim require a maisa. Suddenly here, it does not require a maisa at all. Even if you hold amira, that's a chiddush also. The item is now going to belong potentially, at least it's in the domain of on some level hechdish. Even though I didn't do a single action, I did no mice at all, how is that possible? So there's a big machlokas harishonim what the mucker is. For Amir Rasul Gavol, Kimish Rasul Hedyot, the Meiri quotes a very famous Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, how can Amir Rasul Gavol work? Why is it easier by Hektish for things to belong to Hektish? So one way of understanding the Yerushalmi, because Lashem Ha'aretz Umloa, the entire world belongs to Hashem, and therefore Ribono Shalom is like Ki'ilu always ready for a kinyan chatzer. He's always ready just to have that kinyan on some level. And therefore, once you have a little bit of whole world Hashem's, it's much easier to transfer ownership when Hashem's like always like all you have to do is like pull back a little bit, and suddenly it belongs to Ribono Shalom. Whatever it is about Hektish, about Machshava, or Dibor, there's a Kiddush here. I don't have to actually do a Maisa Kinyan, just a little bit of Hektish. Sorry, just an Amira or Machshava, maybe even a Machshava, is all that you have to do to be able to affect that, which I think is an intriguing idea. We try to limit the syrup to between 28 and 32 minutes. It is 28 minutes and 34 seconds. Have a wonderful rest of your evening.